This is Women Road Warriors with Shelley Johnson and Kathy Takaro. From the corporate office to the cab of a truck, they're here to inspire and empower women in all professions. So gear down, sit back, and enjoy.
Welcome to another episode of Women Road Warriors. We're an award-winning show that works to inspire and empower women in every profession. Our goal is to power women on their road to success. We tackle all kinds of topics, and we work to encourage women to be their very best with informative guests and women who've been champions. I'm Shelley.
And I'm Kathy.
No topic is taboo on our show. We tackle the tough topics along with the not-so-tough topics. And we like to feature experts and celebrities who can assist women in being the very best they can be. Many women and children are forced to seek shelter around the world every day. They need a safe place to live. The numbers are higher than you think. Recent data from census.gov reports nearly 327,000 people in the United States alone have lived in shelters, and the need is on the increase. Long-term shelters offer women and children a place to flee domestic abuse and other issues to rebuild their lives. We need to support those facilities. Terry Grawl is the founder and CEO of Enchanted Makeovers, a nationally known nonprofit in Michigan. Her mission is to provide hope and healing to female homeless veterans and women and children who've escaped human trafficking and domestic violence. Her nonprofit transforms long-term shelters to make them feel more like home. Her organization does some fabulous work. Pat Rulo is an author of many healthcare books and the founder of Speak Up Talk Radio Network. She founded the Firebird Book Awards and the Positive Change Podcast Awards. A portion of the funds from those competitions help fund Enchanted Makeovers. Our podcast was honored in 2023 with two Positive Change Awards. And we love what both Terry and Pat are doing to support women and wanted to showcase that. We invited both of them on the show to talk about it. Welcome, Terry and Pat.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you. It's our pleasure.
You know, I thought we could begin by talking about both of your organizations, how the two of you joined forces, and what inspired this wonderful effort. You seriously are transforming lives.
I'll let Pat start.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Well, I started making pillowcases back in 2010 when my mom got out of a horrible hospital situation where she had a shoulder replacement that went wrong, was having a heart attack for 9 hours in the post-op room that went unrecognized for those 9 hours. And it ended up keeping her in the hospital for 4.5 months. And when she finally got out, she was so disabled that she couldn't do much. She just started making pillowcases for fun. And every day I'd go to her house and she'd give me 4 and 5 different pillowcases. And it was like, Mom, what are we going to do with all of these? So eventually I contacted Soldiers Angels and we began making military pillowcases for Soldiers Angels. And they were sending them to the troops in Afghanistan and Iraq and the Persian Gulf. And we did that for several years until they decided to put together their own pillowcase project. I helped them set that up. And then we decided to move our efforts to some local shelters, some domestic violence, women and children's shelters. And then when I put together the Firebird Book Awards, I thought I wanted to continue to do that in some capacity and still make the pillowcases and tie that all in with that. And so I was just looking for groups that make pillowcases, and I ran across Enchanted Makeovers, and I reached out to Terry and just realized what a lovely soul she is. And the work she was doing was just so heartwarming to me. And we just developed a nice friendship. And I think the rest is history.
Oh, it's terrific. That's organic. It's awesome. And you are making such a difference. Terry, what inspired Enchanted Makeovers and what exactly does your organization do?
Oh, that's a great question. Do you have like a couple days? Well, let me go back to 2005. I'll make this quick. I had a decorating business and I remember telling my mother that it wasn't going to be really about decorating. it would be about giving women hope. Now, this was just residential homes. So fast forward a year later, my very first client was sharing with her client. Let me back up a little bit. He was sharing about how he would pass this home every day. And there was a sign outside, he was telling her, that said, High Hopes. And she said, that's my house. And I have to tell you about what this woman has done to help me heal and heal my home. Well, she didn't know, but this gentleman did fundraising for a shelter for women and children. And he asked my client, do you think she'll come and just paint one wall? And I received that call December 2006. And he said, nothing has ever been done. It's an old post office. The women stay there for a year with their children. Will you just visit? And I said, I'll be there in January after Christmas. So I made that visit, did the whole tour of the shelter. And the last stop was the women's dorm. And, think about it. It's a post office. So it's got the old metal door that you have to push open with two hands.
Yeah.
Nothing had ever been done. So it was those lighting that looked like the old metal ice cubes from the 50s. Yes, those hung from the ceiling, but they're hanging from wires. I asked the director, where's the dressers? She said, well, there's boxes underneath the bunk beds. That's their dressers. Mm-hmm. What about the bunk beds? Where did those come from? She said, well, those were donated from a prison. So what about the bedspreads? Well, those were all donated from a nursing home. The walls were held together with duct tape. The baby cribs had duct tape on them. Everything visually that I could see that was broken, I can only imagine. I thought to myself, well, if you wake up every day seeing this, this is actually how you feel internally, but you have to visually see it every day too.
Right.
And I've shared with Pat before, I didn't know this as a kid, but I always picked up energy a lot. I didn't know what it was, but I was just, now I recognize it now. And that room was just filled with this heaviness of, it was just sadness that you could feel the energy. And I'm just going to be honest. I told the director, I don't know if I can do anything, because I was overwhelmed. I had never been to a shelter. I've never even gathered volunteers, raised money. And I was still, my kids were little at the time. I have four kids. And I was just thinking about my company. So I took before pictures and I told her, I don't know. I have to think about this. And she said, I understand. So I drove home very angry. And people have asked, well, why are you angry? I said, well, my thought was, why was this brought on me? Why me? I have a business and I have kids to take care of. And so I went home, and at the time there was no cell phones. It was your camera. You downloaded the pictures. So a week had passed and I thought, I probably should look at those before pictures. So I downloaded them. And the last photo was that bunk bed with no sheet on it. There was urine stains on the mattress, two pillows, no pillowcases, and the wall had duct tape on it. And I remember when I saw that pillow, it had polka dots on it. So it was white pillow with white polka dots. And I heard, trust me. And why I point out the polka dots is because I've always loved polka dots since I was a child. And when I heard, trust me, I just put my right hand up in the air and I said, I will do it. I had no clue how that was going to be done, but I was going to take that leap of faith and see what I could do to transform that dorm where 30 women lived for an entire year with their children. That's really how it started right there. As you go on the website, you can see the rest is history.
Oh, yeah. Your work is amazing. Because people can't see the website, they're listening. What exactly do you do? You are seriously lifting people up. You're transforming them so they feel better about themselves. Because when they walk into a facility like that, that's so cold and shabby and institutional, that just adds to their despair. you're giving them an environment where they can thrive.
Well, I really believe, and Pat knows this because Pat obviously believes in the pillowcase program. I believe that handmade is healing. My mother, we battle with homelessness, and everything she made, I mean, she made the curtains, she made our pajamas, anything possible. I mean, I remember being in a play and she took sheets because I was had to have this pajama outfit with this little thing on my head. And she went to the thrift store and took sheets and made my outfit. I still have that outfit from sixth grade. And that's part of the healing process, is getting the community to serve with their talent. So mm-hmm. if you love to make pillowcases, you love to quilt, embroider, you love to paint murals, that's where I want you to serve. And I believe that that is not only because the women can't take, obviously, the murals with them when they leave, but visually, I think that's empowering. My mother has always said that our imagination is one of the most powerful things. It's a survival skill.
Very true.
So and that, true.
Yes, and that's what we bring to not only the women and children's shelters, but we bring to our handmade community, because their stories connect right along with the women and children rebuilding their lives in shelters. The four walls are only different.
Stay tuned for more of Women Road Warriors coming up.
Dean Michael, the tax doctor here. I have one question for you. Do you want to stop worrying about the IRS? If the answer is yes, then look no further. I've been around for years. I've helped countless people across the country, and my success rate speaks for itself. So now you know where to find good, honest help with your tax problems. What are you waiting for? If you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or haven't filed in years, call me now at 888-557-4020 or go to mytaxhelpmd.com for a free consultation and get your life back.
Industry movement Trucking Moves America Forward is telling the story of the industry. Our safety champions, the women of trucking, independent contractors, the next generation of truckers, and more. Help us promote the best of our industry. Share your story and what you love about trucking. Share images of a moment you're proud of. And join us on social media. Learn more at truckingmovesamerica.com.
Welcome back to Women Road Warriors with Shelley Johnson and Kathy Takaro.
If you're enjoying this informative episode of Women Road Warriors, I wanted to mention Kathy and I explore all kinds of topics that will power you on the road to success. We feature a lot of expert interviews. Plus, we feature celebrities and women who've been trailblazers. Please check out our podcast at womenroadwarriors.com and click on our episodes page. We're also available wherever you listen to podcasts, on all the major podcast channels like Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Amazon Music, Audible, you name it. Check us out and bookmark our podcast. Also, don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, YouTube, and other sites. And tell others about us. We want to help as many women as possible. Many women and children and women veterans are forced to go to long-term shelters to escape domestic violence and other crime. Sometimes they just need a place to stay to rebuild their lives. Terry Grawl wanted to begin a movement that would offer people hope when they were embarking on one of their darkest journeys. As a woman who owned a decorating business, she parlayed her skills into refurbishing shelters that are rundown, shabby, institutional, and just plain cold. When Terry walked into the first shelter that began her journey, she saw a very uninviting place that shook her to her core. She saw used prison beds, duct tape walls and cribs, lights hanging from wires, cardboard boxes for dressers under one bed, nursing home bedspreads so thin she could poke her finger through them, and 30 women crammed into one dorm with no privacy. She knew this was her destiny. She said she felt the despair and sadness in the air among the families who made that their home. During her journey, she's even seen things like urine-stained mattresses. In beginning her journey, Terry took a leap of faith, along with divine guidance, to see what she could do to transform that dorm where over 30 women lived for a year with their children. That was the start of Enchanted Makeovers,
that refurbishes shelters all over, providing women and families a homey environment where they can thrive. Through the tireless efforts of Terry and her volunteers, Enchanted Makeovers is bringing hope and healing through community to thousands of women and children who need a place to rebuild and thrive. We're talking to both Terry and one of her huge supporters and volunteers, Pat Rulo, who's the owner and founder of Speak Up Talk Radio. Terry, it's really amazing what you're doing. On your website, the before and after pictures are just astounding. I mean, you really do bring a sense of hominess and warmth. And the fact that all of this is handmade too, people have to feel like there are people out there who truly care about them. And that makes them feel like they have value too.
Oh, absolutely. I can go back to when it began and our first donation was a bag of sheets covered with urine stains. And
wow.
Yes. And I remember sitting on my couch and I just paused. And I remember the conversations because people would call and they would immediately first share about their story. And these are stories that they've never told their family, talking about their family, you know, molesting them. And it was horrific stories. And, you know, that was pretty tough in the beginning because I always thought I had to have all the answers. I mean, fast forward now, a lot of times people just want you to listen, just listen to them. And as they shared, I just felt at my heart to ask, what is it you love to do? And the people that when I was chatting with just come to life. It was like, I love to quilt. I said, why don't you quilt? Just if it's just one quilt, we'd be so grateful. And it has spread to women making like 10 quilts. And, you know, it's not just one. And it's this healthy competition because they're serving from a place that what they love to do. You know, I never asked you to paint if you want to make a pillowcase. So you're giving the best of yourself.
Yep.
Now, how do you go about selecting the shelters? There's so many out there. And I imagine that, a lot of them look like what you've described, which is...
It's institutional.
Yeah.
As far as selection, it really has been divine appointments. I have to say that because there was one that we visited and we just did a tour. That's what the first thing we do is just to see, you know, what are their needs. And I remember the director walking up to me and she's the visitor, one of the ladies that does all the, you know, all the visitors that come through, she's got to take you through it. The director didn't know we were there. So she walked up to us and she said, oh, who are you? You know, where are you from? And I said, you know, Enchanted Makeovers. And she said, wait a minute. She said, I had a dream last night that someone would come in and bring healing and hope to our facility. And in that moment, I said, we're supposed to be here. I said that to her. There was no other, I didn't need it, no other confirmation. That's literally how this has happened for Enchanted Makeovers.
That's amazing.
Like divine intervention.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
It is absolutely, there are no words to describe that when you think about it. And it is so much when people listen to their guiding light, if you will, the power of change. And you are bringing hope and healing. How many facilities, Pat and Terry, have you been able to help? Because I know it takes a village, but I'm just astounded at all of the transformations and all of the different things that people are contributing.
Well, we go by the people because the women don't stay there forever, but that transformation is there, unfortunately, for the next family that has to, you know, the next mother and their children. So it's been thousands that have been affected by the transformations, the handmade goods. And it's, I wish we didn't have to have shelters, but
yeah,
we do.
Well, and it's good that there are those facilities, because it's only been 50 years in the United States that there was a domestic assault shelter available.
Yes.
Which I found astounding. We're going to be interviewing that group. And I thought 50 years, there wasn't anything for women and children years before that, you know, to escape violence and all kinds of terrible things.
Well, I think part of, I mean, EM is many branches, and we're not just about handmade. It's about educating people. And when I go and share about the mission, I'm surprised by how many people think that the women are just living on the street. They're not aware of the fact of what they're escaping. So, yes, I'm passionate about handmade. I'm passionate about wearing my polka dots, but I have to be a warrior for the women and children and be a voice. I've shared many times that this was back a couple of years ago in New Jersey, and we were setting up a sewing room, and the director, I was sharing with her that we don't believe in saying the victim or the survivor. And she says, interesting. I said, well, when is there going to be a time they're going to be a warrior? And every sewing room, we place a vintage dress for them with a vintage dress, usually from the 50s. And then there's a little patch, and it's all torn around the edges, and it's embroidered, I am a warrior.
I like that.
Yes. And that's how I see, I mean, just the times I've sat and just listened, because that's the women have said many times, is we're grateful for the meals, for the lights and, you know, the lighting, the heat in the shelter, but no one wants to listen to us. And I never forgot that. That was 2007 that was shared with me over a meal. So we've had other groups reach out and say, oh, we want to decorate. I said, this is not about decorating. If this was about decorating, I would have kept my decorating business. Yeah. This is a tool for something greater, and it's about bringing humanity together to see how much more we're alike than different.
Very true. People tend to judge, and they avoid what they don't like to see. And that really marginalizes people so much.
Well, I do agree with you on that. And people, I feel I've been called to go a different path to educate, which is through handmade. It's a beautiful and precious way, and people feel comfortable, and they want to walk that path, and they're very opening to learning and listening. I was never called to be a straight shooter and just go right. That's not who I am. But it changes. You should see how many people, when they come and they, you know, maybe they want to bring dolls, handmade dolls, how differently the conversation is when you're holding something you just created, but then you share a little bit about what the children have gone through. It's a different approach. It's a different experience.
Well, with handmade, people are giving a piece of themselves.
Yes.
It's a very intimate thing. And the person who receives this knows that people really, truly care. And they start to develop a new perspective about themselves, that I have worth.
Absolutely. Yeah. Women have shared that many times. One shared that she never, ever had anyone ever make any handmade item for her. And she was in her 40s.
Yeah.
She said, I can't believe I'm worthy of even this.
Wow. You know what touches me is when I'm making pillowcases is the whole anonymity factor around both sides of it. So I'm at the end of the day in my room by myself and deciding which fabric is going to match with this and what should I use for the trim. And I'm all absorbed in that. And as I'm making these, I'm thinking, I will never know who is going to sleep on this pillowcase. And when they receive it, they have no idea who made it. And yet there is the connection. We are connected with each other, and we will never know who the other person is. But just on a greater kind of a cosmic level, we are connected. And I think that's my favorite part about it, really.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Pat, it's seriously a positive change, which is what you really, really endorse. And I would imagine no one will ever know the kind of impact it has made on lives. But I would think that the families coming out of the long-term shelters, this one little thing, and it's not little at all, is the catalyst that makes a huge change in their lives. And they go forward, and it's empowering, which is what we all need to do if we can empower each other. What a much better world we would live in.
You know,
I love sending the books along when the authors, sometimes authors will send, especially children's book authors, will send us a copy of their book as well. And so I can just imagine giving a pillowcase with a childlike theme on the fabric along with a book. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine going to sleep at night in a strange place, being afraid, and then having this lovely pillowcase and a bedtime book that will be read to you and it's all yours? I just, mm-hmm. I mean, I get shivers yep. just thinking about that.
Oh yeah.
I can speak to that because growing up, I was always extremely difficult with a lot of family violence. And my first safe place I ever knew was the doghouse. And that kept on in my older years. And I had 7.5 years of extreme domestic violence from 2000 to 2007. And my daughter, she was just little then, and we would have to go into shelters. And number one, you are faced with the decision of leaving, number one, and in fear of being killed, and going into a place where you don't know anything or anyone, and you know, you're worried about your safety, the safety of your child or children for other women. Being in, as you said, the institutionalized places is very daunting. It's very overwhelming. Your mind is in a million places and you're trying to remain calm for your child. But still, you have 1,000 things going. Like, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? Is he going to find me? Is he not going to find me? Is he going to hurt other people? And so to have something given, made, handmade, I personally never received anything like that. But I would imagine that it would be very, very soothing to the damaged mind of the mom. And for to have the little girl or your children, I should say, receiving a book that they can keep because they're in an unstructured world and it's very difficult. I think it would be a lot of help. It was very difficult for me and my child, and she's still traumatized by it. And I'm very grateful to you both for doing what you do.
Yes, it's phenomenal. You're helping people break free from the prison that they've been in, the prison of their mind too.
Yes.
When you walk into an institution that's cold and uninviting, it's terrifying. But to see,
but I think the most important part is the love felt.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. That is what gives you hope. That mm-hmm. is what gives you strength. That okay, it's not as bleak and black and dark and dismal. That there is, you know, somebody out there that cares, that believes, that you know, strives to help you get back to where you used to be or where you want to be.
Or maybe in some cases, this is the first time people ever felt cared about.
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for more of Women Road Warriors coming up.
Trucking Moves America Forward, or TMAF, is building a positive image of trucking by telling the story of the hardworking drivers and industry professionals who support the industry. And you can be a part of it. Learn more about TMAF and how you can join and be a part of the industry movement working to build a strong image of trucking by visiting TMAF's website at truckingmovesamerica.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our latest channel, TikTok.
Welcome back to Women Road Warriors with Shelley Johnson and Kathy Takaro.
From their first donation being a bag of sheets covered in urine stains, Terry Grawl knew there was so much more that needed to be done to refurbish long-term women's shelters that housed women and families. Her volunteer-driven nonprofit, Enchanted Makeovers, works tirelessly with people who make pillowcases, quilts, and other handmade goods to make these facilities a place where people can thrive, not just survive. Since Terry began her nonprofit, she's helped many shelters and thousands of women. She credits divine intervention and how the shelters are selected. Terry says she met one shelter director who told her she'd had a dream the night before Terry arrived, that someone would come and provide healing and hope to their facility. Healing and hope are exactly what Enchanted Makeovers provides, by transforming cold, institutional, and shabby facilities into a place where women and families can rebuild their lives and feel like they have a home. Terry, what you're doing is helping so many people realize they're truly cared about. And often, it's the first time they've ever experienced this in their entire lives.
Yeah, I can share, want to share a little story with that. Over the years, many of the women, I mean, a lot have shared how they had that, they didn't have a relationship with their mother, you know, and they actually became the parent to their brother and sister. And I remember a lot of the one group of women said they called me mother. They felt I was very mother-like to them and how good that felt. And I was there to heal too. I mean, I was walking with the women. I mean, that it was like, wow, I mean, it's beautiful. And I remember one of the ladies sharing with me how she felt in the dorm when it was all done. She said, I feel like I'm living in a dollhouse. Mm-hmm. And that was so I never forget a face. I'm not really good with names, but I will never forget a face. And I can see her right now. And she shared her story with me and just living behind at one time behind a dumpster. And she had been incarcerated a couple times. But I always let people understand that there's a story to that. And no one talks about when she was abused when she was a little girl.
Yeah.
And how it just escalated to numbing it with drugs. And then you got to keep that addiction up. And then you end up selling yourself. And now she's at the shelter rebuilding her entire life at 50 years old.
Yeah.
And just that tough, you know, because when I first went back to say, I'm going to do this, they had the women from the aftercare. So it was transitional housing. They all met at the chapel. And at that time, I used to braid my hair. So I had two little braids. And I remember standing there in the chapel and my little design board. I'm laughing now because, I mean, at the time it wasn't, but I was in tears. But I was sharing my little design board. And I said, I can only hope is this is what I can bring. Because I didn't want to disappoint anyone. And I asked, I said, what would you like in your new dorm? It's amazing. You would never guess what the women wanted in their dorm. What do you think it was that they would want in their dorm?
I don't know.
A hook to hang their wet towel.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah.
And I said, you're going to get way more than that. Way more than that. And I just remember sharing and that this is what I'm hoping for. This is, you know, your new bunk beds. I went through this little design board and what I would do for a client, you know, and all of a sudden I just broke down. I lost it. It was like those ugly tears that you can't stop crying. And I remember looking up and there was a woman in the front row, and she had a butterfly necklace. She had purple nail polish, blue eyeshadow. And all I saw was a little girl sitting there, and she kept shaking her head like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And then the big women in the chapel began to cry with me, and they all began to say, it's going to be okay. And in that moment, I knew that I wasn't there to save anyone. I wasn't there to be this superhero. We were all going to walk together. And that began the journey for all of us. I'm still on this journey with the women and children. Yeah. I'll never forget that day. I mean, that was over 16 years ago of just, I understood now why you had women standing against the wall with their arms crossed. Like, who does this woman think she is? I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
There was no trust factor. Like,
sure.
Yes.
Well, the people have probably been disappointed over and over in their lives. Yes. Trust is a huge thing. Yeah.
And I am who I am when I was 16 years ago. Is I just shared my heart and never, you know, I said I'm hoping for the best. So I never wanted to disappoint anyone. But I left there and I I was on a journey and no one's going to stop me. I just start going into stores, sending emails, and however long it was going to take. That dorm was going to be transformed into, like the woman said, a dollhouse. So, and it happened. Of course, I went back to my business. I said, okay, I did what I had to do. But I always like to say that when God has a better plan for you, he'll shake you up and say, no.
Yeah.
And that was done. that was done to me. I was shooken up a couple times and put back on the right path and closed my decorating business and started a nonprofit. And here we are today.
What a blessing.
Yes.
Stay tuned for more of Women Road Warriors coming up.
Kathy DeCaro is nothing short of amazing. She not only drives the world's biggest truck as a heavy equipment operator in northern Alberta, Canada, she's an international motivational speaker and the author of Dream Big, an autobiography about overcoming a lifetime of trauma and abuse that led to dreams of success. Kathy inspires people the world over to change their lives and improve their self-worth. Her book will change your life. She's passionate about personal growth and believes anyone can change their circumstances and overcome their obstacles if they believe in themselves. Her life will amaze you and seriously inspire you. Be sure to order a copy of her book, Dream Big, on Amazon.com. Industry movement Trucking Moves America Forward is telling the story of the industry, our safety champions, the women of trucking, independent contractors, the next generation of truckers, and more. Help us promote the best of our industry. Share your story and what you love about trucking. Share images of a moment you're proud of and join us on social media. Learn more at truckingmovesamerica.com.
Welcome back to Women Road Warriors with Shelley Johnson and Kathy DeCaro.
Terry Grawl does far more than just refurbish long-term shelters for women and children. She sits down and listens to the women there as part of her outreach. It gives her insight on what they need and what makes a difference as they rebuild their lives. As they've told her, one huge thing these women need is for someone to listen. Terry says her nonprofit, Enchanted Makeovers, is so much more than transforming these facilities into warm, inviting places. It's about bringing humanity together to see how we're more alike than different. Through the help of volunteers, Enchanted Makeovers provides handmade items like quilts, bedding, dolls for children, and other things that help the people who stay at these long-term shelters develop a new perspective on themselves, that someone truly cares and they have worth. Her organization is changing lives, one shelter at a time. Terry, I'm so inspired by what you're doing. What are your needs? How can people reach out? Terry, Pat, certainly both of you are working together on all of this. Are there volunteers that are needed, contributions? What can people do? Because I'm sure our listeners are saying, I want to get involved. How can I help?
Let me say, this is Pat. Let me just say that Enchanted Makeovers is all Terry. I'm just kind of an occasional pop in when I can. Mm-hmm. And my goal in trying to work with Terry is to bring awareness to what it is that she does. And so through the Firebird Book Awards and the Positive Change Podcast Awards, I'm able to reach so many authors and podcasters who would never really even consider what is needed for people who are experiencing homelessness or domestic violence. But then on the other side, I've met so many people who have experienced it as well. So for me, as far as my role in with Terry, is basically just to help bring awareness and support wherever I can. But the day-to-day, that's all her. That's her business. And we're kind of two separate entities here. So I didn't want to confuse anyone to think I was part of Enchanted Makeovers. No. I just met this beautiful soul and thought, let me just see what I can do to bring awareness and let other people know the type of work that she's doing.
I appreciate that clarification, Pat. I wanted to clarify for everyone so that they can go to the right person, and absolutely make the contribution, whatever they need, because I would love to see even more people getting involved, Terry. I mean, what you're doing really has international potential. You know, it doesn't just stop in North America.
It's funny you said that, because one of my friends lives in Australia, and when she was here in Michigan, she went through our headquarters. So our national headquarters obviously isn't based in Taylor, Michigan. And she went back to Australia, became a board member at a shelter for women and children. And I never thought that it would, I mean, we've had other magazines in Australia. There was one in, where was it? It was some newspaper in China or something. That was a long time ago. They interviewed us about Enchanted Makeovers. And I would say what you're doing right now, you've become a messenger. We need more messengers, which is sharing the message of Enchanted Makeovers. Obviously, we could always use more people that are passionate about handmade. We are 100% volunteer. I do not take a salary. I'm very blessed to have a husband that has a great job and he supports what I do. So we make sure all the money goes right back into the mission. So
that's huge. That's huge.
Yes. Yes. It's obviously you could tell I do not serve money. I'm here to serve the women and children and to bring communities together. So with that, obviously, we're always in need of monetary donations. And we're passionate about partnering with companies. I mean, we can't share yet, but me and Pat have something up our sleeves.
Oh, good. Well, you can definitely share when it's solidified. Let us know. We'll have you back.
Yeah. So, for instance, we've had, I can share this, but we have, it's not on up there yet. Well, maybe I shouldn't share that one yet. Back that up. We're sure something that was already done. We had a paint company in the past that made a paint color for us. And part of how many cans they sold, part of the proceeds went to us. So there's different ways you can partner with us. We encourage that. The Hilton brand, they partner with us and they made kits that they sent out to all the hotels internationally. And their employees made capes. So that was not only awareness, but it brought awareness to other companies saying, how can we support you? So I don't care what company you are. If you sell eggs, we can make it work. We'll figure some way.
There you go.
That's the magic of Terry.
I love it. I love it. So people should go to enchantedmakeovers.org. That's the best way to reach out.
Yes. And we're on social media. So we're on Facebook and Instagram.
I love this story. I love what you're doing. I love how it evolved.
Oh my God, so do I.
This is divine inspiration.
Yes. It's I love that you get that. It has truly been through all this journey. It has been divine appointments, divine intervention, and divine timing. I truly can say it. That's the only way I can describe it. It's, you know, when I said yes to starting my nonprofit, I had no idea of how to get a 501c3. Like, how do I do this? And I remember receiving a phone call, and it was a nonprofit that was having a Christmas dinner. And they said, can you please come and just have dinner with us? I didn't know what they were about. So I'm like, okay. Well, the day came, and it was, the dinner was at 7. It was 10 to 7. And my husband said, are you going to go? Now, we just were done with the transformation at a shelter. So I was, when you finish that, you really need time to just be still. Cause it is very emotional.
Oh yeah.
So I just needed that downtime. And he said, well, it's close to 7. Are you going to make a decision? I said, okay, I'll go. And I got in the car and I raced there and I get there and there was no one at the table. Where they invite, you know, here's your name tag, here's, you know, let me take your coat. I walk in, one chair in the front, and there was no assigned seats. When we're sitting down, and this woman started sharing about herself and what she did. I didn't know who she was. And I looked at her, I said, because she asked me what I did. And I was telling her, and I said, I just been praying that somebody would come in my life and just show me how to get a 501c3. She grabbed my hand. She said, sister, that's why you're here, because I'm going to help you.
Oh, how cool is that?
And that was a divine appointment that I could have missed. And that's why I share with people, we don't always understand why we're invited, Why do I get this phone call? I don't miss those anymore.
Yeah, because you never know.
That's right. It's what my mother used to call the red lights and green lights. You find a green light, you take it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. So I want to mention your contact information again. Where do you recommend people go? And certainly, Pat, I want people to visit your website as well. So, Terry, how about you go first?
It's enchantedmakeovers.org.
And that's probably the best place to start. So if people can say, hey, I'd like to contribute something, how do I get involved? Okay. Yep. Excellent. And Pat, I know you're always looking for authors and podcasters. Do people go to Speak Up Talk Radio?
That's correct. Yep. Easy. SpeakUpTalkRadio.com. And from there, you can find everything. Somebody the other day said our website was like a day trip. Once you get there, it takes you all day. So there's lots of twists and turns. How's that?
Lots of really cool stuff.
Thank you.
I just love what both of you are doing. Pat, I want to give you a major kudo for promoting everything that Terry's doing and getting people motivated. This is going to make all of the changes, baby steps, and it takes a village. But I think that more efforts like this will make our world a much better place and really open up major potential for so many people.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And may I say that your podcast, both of you, your podcast does just so many wonderful things for the world. So thank you both for, I know that you work so hard all day and all week, and then to come together and put together a podcast, it's not easy. There's a lot of time spent in producing a podcast, and you both do such a great job. So compliments to the two of you for your work and what you do with your podcast.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate that. I'm very humbled. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're both a wonderful blessing. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, thank you for both of you being on our show. And I am hoping that we get a lot of listeners motivated here.
Yes, let's claim it.
That's done. Right. Thank you. Amen to that. Right. Enchanted Makeovers is such a blessing to so many women and children. Thank you, Terry and Pat, for being on the show and sharing this with us. I hope we've inspired a ton of people to help with the cause. We hope you've enjoyed this latest episode. And if you want to hear more episodes of Women Road Warriors or learn more about our show, be sure to check out womenroadwarriors.com. And please follow us on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. Women Road Warriors is on all the major podcast channels like Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Audible, YouTube, and others. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Women Road Warriors with Shelley Johnson and Kathy Takaro. If you want to be a guest on the show or have a topic or feedback, email us at sjohnson@womenroadwarriors.com.